The following program is a paid program, and the views expressed are not necessarily those of 920 WGKA or Salem Communications.
Welcome to Armed American Radio, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every Sunday night, right here on Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA. And now your host, Mark Walters.
Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty, teeth, and keystone under independence. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that's good. George Washington, my friends. The father of our country. Who could say it any better than that? And coming from him, I'll stand next to him any day of the week. Good evening, free Americans all across the fruited plains of this great nation. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, You're listening to Armed American Radio, brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, the ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Folks, I'm broadcasting from the studios of Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA here in Atlanta, Georgia. My producer and board operator is Mr. Eugene Bright. And the numbers, should you wish to participate on the show this evening, are 888-920-2665. That's 888-920-2665. Or 770-226-0920. Again, 770-226-0920. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA, and arguably one of the best gun magazines in the country today. Join us, usconcealedcarry.com. You won't be disappointed. I hope everyone's enjoying the holiday weekend. And while you're grilling and chilling this weekend and tomorrow, hopefully you are. Of course, you don't need a holiday weekend for that excuse. I grill and chill as much as I can. Please don't forget the purpose for the day, to honor those who have given all for freedom. Believe me, we here at Concealed Carry Association and Armed American Radio are deeply appreciative of our armed forces and the men and women with the guts to protect this nation. Thank all of you for your selflessness and sacrifice. Thank all of you. You know, I travel, everybody, from time to time in my real life on work-related duties, and sometimes I find myself here at the Atlanta airport, sometimes more so than I would like, and I have an opportunity from time to time to see our troops traveling to and from their assigned duties, either here in Atlanta or wherever I happen to be coming from or going to. And I make it a point to thank them and shake a hand whenever that opportunity presents itself. And as a consequence, I've had some amazing conversations with these fine young Americans. I can tell each and every one of you that we're in great hands. Thanks again to all of you, and especially the families of those who have paid the ultimate price for defending our way of life. We appreciate it very much. You are not forgotten here at Armed American Radio. A few things to cover before we get cranking here with some great CCW-focused conversation with my guests. You're going to love this. Not the least of which is the passage of the credit card legislation. I love to say the credit card legislation that the Pied Piper-in-Chief signed into law on Friday, which included Senator Coburn, a Republican from Oklahoma's amendment, allowing the carry of a hidden, loaded weapon of your choice, ladies and gentlemen, in the nation's national parks. We commend all the senators and representatives that lent their vote to the success and the passage of this legislation. It kind of pokes a finger right smack in the eye of the federal activist judge who issued the injunction to begin with that derailed last year's efforts on the Department of the Interior. And in addition to answering her liberal activism from the bench, we send a stinging defeat, to use their own words, another one to the Brady campaign and every other gun control freak out there who just can't seem to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the difference between you, law-abiding citizens, and criminals. Someday they're going to figure it out, and they'll also figure out that gun control is a dead political issue that even their own Messiah-in-Chief knows will remove his power grip if he attempts to revive it or if he tries to enact any of these other bold measures that he talks about. So we have the ultimate irony, ladies and gentlemen, the most anti-gun president in American history forced to sign pro-gun legislation into law, and you know it was killing him when he signed the bill, you know it was, and it just makes the victory that much sweeter. Now, the national park carry doesn't go into effect, I believe, until February of 2010, so watch yourselves and pay attention to the laws, okay? So there's another stinging defeat to the Brady campaign, who couldn't care less about anything other than defeating the mighty NRA. Forget it, folks. You're on the losing team, but come on over. We'll repatriate you, and we'll take you over on our team. stinging defeat after stinging defeat after stinging defeat, you would think they would finally get the message. I can only imagine how difficult it was for them to watch that man they thought was their holy grail of anti-freedom legislation signing that bill. It had to hurt, folks. It was a nice win. But remember, these anti-gun kook zealots are still lurking and waiting. Folks, you've got to sleep with one eye open here every single night. You cannot let down your guard. Tonight, we're going to lighten up on the politics. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things. We're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff. Mr. Vincent Larry Savage will join me tonight from my hometown, my home stomping grounds down in Tampa, Florida, where he will bring Armed American Radio his views, which I can guarantee are probably your views, to the airwaves tonight. And we'll discuss everything related to concealed carry with Mr. Savage. I've known Vincent Larry for many years, and he's a very close friend. The two of us have traveled together. We've gone out west together and played guns out in Arizona. In fact, Larry is the topic of my upcoming Concealed Carry magazine column that mailed, I believe, on Friday. So if you haven't gotten it yet, keep looking. It should be in your mailboxes on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I don't want to give away the column's content, so we'll leave that out of tonight's discussion, at least as best as we can. Vincent is a certified defense instructor with Suarez International. We'll talk about that this evening as we welcome him to the program. Vincent, are you with us on the air?
Yes, I am, Mark, and I want to thank you for having me here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure, my friend. You know, you and I have known each other for so long. We're such close friends. We've eaten at each other's homes. We've broken bread. We've traveled together. We've known each other for years. I want to talk some guns with you tonight, tactics, training, holsters, everything. Are you ready?
Absolutely. It's my favorite subject. You know that.
Yeah, there you go. We got a cheer out there for you. I want to tell everybody before we get cranking here on some of the subjects we're going to cover, Vincent's nickname is Larry, and I've known him for so long and we're such good friends. I'm going to refer to you on the air as Larry. Is that okay, Vincent?
Absolutely. That works for me.
Great. That way I won't screw up your name. All right, Larry, let's get cracking. First of all, I've been to your house many, many times, was there recently. Your gun safe is amazing. I don't know. How many gun safes do you have? Three, four?
Well, I have three gun safes, Mark. Each one is loaded to the gills, as you know. I got some really nice pieces. Pretty much took a decade or two to collect that much stuff.
I don't want to ask you your favorite, because every time I walk in and look at your gun safe, I salivate. My mouth waters. It drips with envy. I have to admit that to you, Larry. So yeah, the next time I'm there, feel free. But you have actually given me a couple pieces to keep, a Taurus PT 1911 with Crimson Trace laser grips. I love it. I'll never trade it, my friend. I promised you I won't, and I meant it. And also a very popular carry piece, popular with me. I carry it on a regular basis. And that's the Smith & Wesson M&P 340, also with the Crimson Trace laser grips, that sits by my side on a fairly regular basis. We'll talk a little bit about caliber and round count and everything else tonight. But how many guns would you say you've been through, have seen their way through your gun safe?
Mark, that's pretty hard to estimate, but I'm going to say over my lifetime of collecting and buying weapons, I'm probably in the 200 weapon range.
200?
Yeah, probably about 200.
Buying and selling them and trading them and everything else, it's an awful lot of fun.
Giving them away, selling them, buying them, trading them, shooting them. It's absolutely a great way to pass extra hours in your life.
If you have the money, right?
If you can afford it. If you can't, then just buy less weapons, but definitely get out there and use them and enjoy them and carry them.
Larry, you're a certified trainer. I want to touch on this a little bit here. You're a certified trainer with Suarez International, widely recognized as one of the best trainers international. Gabe is traveling everywhere. In fact, I've left him a couple messages and really intend on having him in as a guest on the show. And, you know, he's in Venezuela one time. It's or Argentina, wherever he's at, in Spain. Tell us a little bit about Suarez International. You're a certified instructor. Under what discipline?
Well, my discipline and my certification is in the close-range gunfighting curriculum. However, we have instructors, and we're surrounded by a group of excellent instructors nationwide that teach defensive pistol, the close-range gunfighting curriculums that also include the advanced courses. We have force-on-force. We have courses with team tactics and rifle courses. Pretty much anything you need to know, we can teach you.
Now, it's interesting because you and I, several years ago when we first met, I guess I should tell the listeners here that Larry is very well-traveled. He's been all over the world into some areas of the world that I wouldn't go. And I've seen photographs, Larry. I can't help but go back to the day you were showing me the pictures of where you've been all over the country or all over the world. And I see one picture of you with an Asian hat on that you see in Vietnam, and you were on a boat floating down the Mekong Delta. And I flipped to the next page, and you were on, or the next photograph, and there you were looking at the camera with the same tilted head and the same smile, but you were on a mule in the Peruvian Andes, you know. So you've been all over the place, and you've been to some very dangerous places. And I made the comment to you a number of years ago, you really need to get some tactical training. And that led you to what?
Well, Mark, I knew that you hit the nail on the head. I knew that just having a pistol or a revolver, whatever you have, and trying to go to the range once a year and shooting, 50 or 100 rounds was not going to cut it. So I started looking into courses and schools that were available, and ultimately that brought me to Suarez International. He just pretty much had the training that I really needed.
So you did a lot of research when you were looking. I mean, you looked at Thunder Ranch the Gunsight Academies and all this?
That's correct. Pardon my interruption. I looked at everybody, and there's a lot of good guys out there. Chuck Taylor, Masad Ayoub, of course. He's like the godfather of gun, pistol craft and all that other stuff besides Jeff Cooper. However, he pretty much concentrates on the CCW and the legalities that Americans need to know. But like you and I were just discussing, most of my carry time is outside of the United States in very dangerous countries such as Colombia and the Middle East and et cetera.
Yeah, and after you, I'll never forget when you came back from that Suarez training, your mindset changed. And, I've not taken any of the Suarez International classes, and I'm embarrassed to say that I have, and I would love to. I know that the force-on-force that he teaches is widely recognized as some of the best, and you got some of the anti-gunners out there that say that's extreme training, okay, that they're teaching people how to be killers. Well, the fact of the matter is it's the necessary training that CCW people need to have. Agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. First of all, I want to say, even though you haven't trained with Gabriel Suarez himself, I know that you've had some SWAT training. I've seen you shoot. You're a surgical shooter, so you definitely have a command of your weapon system. As far as the CCW person who plans on carrying a weapon for personal defense, they definitely need to look into moving their skill set further. And that's what Suarez International did for me. It took me into a new phase of the training.
Gotcha.
And it really just opened up a whole new world for me.
We've got some Memorial Day music playing in the background, Larry. Hang on with us, everybody. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio in just a couple minutes with some great conversation with Vincent Larry Savage.
When freedom shivers in the cold shadow of true peril, it's always the patriots who first hear the call.
Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Extreme Hunting and Shooting Store. You have the right to protect yourself and your family. Exercise that right with Big Woods Goods' tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, and the latest self-defense products. We carry all the best in outdoor sports equipment and shooting accessories, and our knowledgeable staff is here to help. Get them what they really want this year with a gift certificate to Big Woods Goods. Hunting, sports, and self-defense. Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Highway 5 at Holly Springs and online at bigwoodsgoods.com.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make you drowsy. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Right now, you can get 10 free Claritin tablets for 10 free days of non-drowsy allergy relief with the Claritin 30 plus 10 bonus pack. 10 free tablets, 10 free days of relief at a store near you. Use as directed.
At Cordell & Cordell, we limit our practice to representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time in their lives they'll ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, their role in their children's lives. That's an awesome responsibility that our clients entrust us with. But we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. It's our hope that you'll choose to entrust what's most important to you to us.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, a partner men can count on. 404-842-0009. Now with offices conveniently located in Buckhead, Lawrenceville, and Kennesaw. 842-0009. 842-0009. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com.
Everything is shrinking these days. Weekends, the size of our local paper. And yes, by George, even the economy.
Everything?
Try it again.
Everything!
That's more like it. Even talk radio programs. Introducing Sound Bites with Joel Aaron, the nation's first 60-second radio talk show. Biting talk in bite-sized portions at 8, noon, and 5. 3 minutes a day. That's all he asks. Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA.
Your home for news, talk, and information. 920 AM WGKA.
Like, I love it. I love it. Gene's looking at me and he's playing an air guitar in the studio. It's a beautiful thing. And he plays a good one, too. He can't beat me, though. Oh, folks, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. It's a pleasure to have everybody with us tonight. The great object is that every man be armed and everyone who is able may have a gun. Patrick Henry, American Patriot, spoken like a true American Patriot. We are back on Armed American Radio. From beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, where the weather's a little bit nasty out there, has been for the last 3 or 4 months. But we're talking to everybody across America. First Atlanta, next the world, the earth. We're not stopping until we're syndicated, and we're taking it off. That's right, Gene. That's right. We're back with Larry Vincent, Larry Savage in Tampa, Florida, my stomping grounds. You with us, my friend?
Yes, I am, Mark.
Okay, we left off when we were talking about Suarez. I want to talk a little bit about the force-on-force training, and I want the listeners to hear what you go through when you go through that class, because that's dynamite stuff. And as I said, I haven't taken the training, you know that, but I feel pretty good about leading you in that direction. And I watched you take off with that training, and I've seen what it's done for you, and I've seen the confidence it's given you, Larry, quite honestly. Tell us a little bit about it. What happens from day one when you get there?
All right, well, I'm going to go on to force on force in just a moment, but I'd like people to understand that over time they need to acquire a skill set. And that would obviously start with marksmanship training at a square range. And then later on it moves into, training with movement and drawing the weapon. And once you have all these skill sets in your pocket, the natural progression would be to go on to force on force. And what force on force is, you shoot weapons or pistols that are copies of your carry weapon.
Airsofts, you're talking about.
Exactly. Pardon me. I'm just a little nervous being on the radio for the first time.
We're going to make you famous. You're a star.
Exactly. Hey, listen, with Force on Force, it gives you an opportunity to test for yourself what works and what does not work. And you and a buddy can get airsoft weapons. You can go in your backyard. You can try different, scenarios and see what works. And that's what Force on Force does. It gives people a chance to try everything short of using real weapons.
Now, you're actually shooting a projectile at somebody with the airsoft weapons. Describe it for everybody. It's a little green BB, correct?
Oh, it's a 6-millimeter pellet on your BB. That's correct. It comes out pretty rapidly. If it hits open skin, it does bruise or even break the skin slightly, but no danger as long as you're using, safety gear such as a face mask or goggles and maybe a heavy sweater and a set of gloves would be ideal as well.
And the whole purpose of the training is to get off the X. It's to teach people to move. Let's face facts. Larry, you and I have been to the range. We've shot. You've come up here to the Georgia Mountains with me. We've dumped many hundreds of rounds through
time.
The pistols and had a great time up there with our friend Bob up there, Bob Mullins up in Georgia, up in the mountains. And, it's great to be able to shoot up there, too, isn't it, where you can hear the weapon and it sounds the way it's supposed to sound?
It's absolutely dynamite.
Yeah, exactly. It's because that's exactly what it does. It sounds great when you're hearing it echo through those hills up there. I love it. But besides that, these airsofts, go back to the airsofts for a minute. These are almost exact replicas, folks, of your carry gun, and it's recommended that the airsoft that you purchase for your force-on-force training, and it's great for live or for dry fire down in your basement or out in your backyard. But these guns are actually, they replicate the weight, the feel, the size, but they're not cheap, are they?
Well, actually, Mark, I think it's a very affordable way to shoot. a person go out and purchase an airsoft weapon, some green gas and enough pellets to shoot for, you know, 2 months for maybe $150 to $200. So it's really a lot cheaper than shooting real ammo all the time.
So that, but yeah, that's a great point. You know, with ammo flying off the shelves right now, everybody, it's a heck of an opportunity for you to get out there and you know, throw something a little bit downrange. I want to invite callers, 770-226-0920, 770-226-0920, or outside of Atlanta, 888-920-2665. 888-920-2665. That actually, the acronym is that COOL, COOL, 2665 for a COOL program. Vince, let's go back for a couple minutes. The force on force, the intensity of it, how many days training is that?
Well, Mark, at present, most of the courses are a two-day course. It takes place on a Saturday and a Sunday so that most people can be there and not break into their work week. It's very convenient. I'm sure there might be other courses available where we could have 1 day or even more than 2 days. Just depends on what the customer wants.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of things that are important. I want to go back to, for the listeners. You mentioned acquiring the skill set, critical stuff. Let's go back to the skill set. Marksmanship. Okay, you and I have shot, as I said, probably thousands of rounds together. And most people, I don't think, get an opportunity to shoot that much. Do they? What do you do? Do most of the people, Larry, are there a lot of newbies coming in?
Oh, there. When I go to the gun range at least one day a week or twice a week. I'm fortunate because I'm going to say smart enough to buy, and you've seen it, Mark. I have probably 35 to 40,000 rounds that I purchased when the prices were right, so I can afford to do that. But there are a lot of new people coming in. They need to get range time, but that going back to that airsoft pistol, that's a great way to practice your and develop skills without the cost.
And a conversion kit too, right?
That's another smart option. Some people take their favorite 9mm 40 or 45 caliber pistol, and they buy a 22 long rifle conversion kit, and I think that's a smart choice as well.
Yeah, I think they're becoming more available for more gun models out there, too. They've always been available for the Glock. It's been a very affordable, well, I say affordable, it depends on your situation, but, I mean, you can spend a couple $150 on a good conversion kit, but what it will do, I mean, you will save that money back in ammo when you're firing the 22 versus the 9mm, and that's important today with prices going off, you know, just going off the charts.
Absolutely. I think a conversion kit can be, the cost of the conversion kit could be offset within maybe two or three range sessions due to ammo cost at the present moment.
Well, you know what I've always said. You know what my conversion kit is, don't you?
Talk to me, an AK-47?
No, it's a Walther P-22. I figured out why buy a conversion kit, I'll just buy another gun.
Well, that's always a great reason to go shopping, isn't it?
It is. It's an excuse, you know? But I recently had that Walther out. And I want to talk. Oh, we're gonna. I want to save this for when we come back from the next break, because I know you're a big Walther fan.
That's correct.
Why don't you tell everybody, since you've mentioned everybody, how many guns have literally walked in and out of those gun safes? What's your favorite carry pieces right now?
Well, Mark, obviously that Smith & Wesson M&P 340 CT, which stands for Crimson Trace. It's a 357 Magnum 5-shot snubby J frame. I love it. That's why he gave you one. I also love to carry my Walther P99 with the AS trigger that stands for anti-stress. And my favorite small pistol, I would like to call it a micro pistol, whatever you want to call it, is actually a Rurabau RS9, and it's the smallest 9mm pistol built in the world.
You know, that's a beautiful gun. I've seen yours, and it's a very expensive piece. I want to let everybody know that's listening. These guns aren't easy to find, are they? Where did you pick that up?
Well, I picked it up at Shoot Straight over here in Tampa.
Yeah, right over there across from the fairgrounds down there.
Absolutely.
For anybody in Tampa listening. Does he have those in stock?
He's got them right now, yes. A new batch recently came out. You know, after the crunch during the elections and what have you, a lot of the guns flew off the shelves. But now that we're, you know, 4 or 5, 6 months have gone by, the manufacturers are getting those weapons back on the shelf, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we're starting to see that here locally, too, at my favorite gun shop right up the road from me at Big Woods Goods. You know, we're starting to see a supply. Get out there, folks. Everything you need is there. It's in the shop. Go pick it up. Crates of ammo as well, too. So I want to throw that plug in there for my friends. But, Larry, also that Rohrbau, what does that sell for? That's about $1,150, isn't it?
Yes, they retail. It depends on which version you get. They retail from like $12.95, and I've seen recently the Special Forces model, which was retailing for $21.95. But some places you can get them for like $1,000, $1,150. That's pretty reasonable.
You can buy two Glocks for that price, Larry, or you can buy yourself a new AR-15 and possibly a used AK-47 for the price of that 9mm. But I'll tell you what, it is a dynamite little piece. Compare it to the Kel-Tec that most people think of the pocket pistol, they're thinking right now that one of the most popular out there, and I know it's popular for law enforcement as backup. Is the Kel-Tec P-32 or the P-380, which is flying off the shelves right now.
Okay, Mark, great point, but I want to touch on two things. First of all, you said something about the price of the Rurbau and what else you can buy, and I kind of submit, why not buy everything if you can afford it?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful
if you've got
idea.
Absolutely. I wish I could do that, but I can't. I could. I might not have a place to live.
Okay, I want to shift gears and get back to your last question. I have buddies of mine, such as yourself, that might say, Larry, why would you go out and spend $1,000 for a J-frame or $1,000 for a Rurbau? You know, what will your $1,000 firearm do that my $250 Kel-Tec will do?
Great question. What's your answer?
Well, you've been on the firing line with me, and unfortunately, more power to Kel-Tec, but I just haven't seen a lot of, I've seen a lot of failure to fires, failure to extract, and I've never had a problem with the J-frame, and I've never had a problem with a Rurbau. And they're accurate. They're, built with quality. And,
now, that Rohrbau, though, that thing's finicky and picky with what it eats, isn't it?
Well, look what you're trying to do. You're trying to run to the mailbox or the 7-Eleven. You don't want to, put on the holster and put a full-size Glock 17 on. So what do? You grab a Rohrbau. It gives you 7 rounds of readily available 9mm ammunition. And, all you have to do is pick the right ammo. You don't want to use submachine gun ammo in a very small weapon because it doesn't have the length of pull as far as the hammer striking the primer. So if you stick Hurtenberg hard primered submachine gun ammo in there, you might have a problem.
But yeah.
You stick all the other popular law enforcement rounds in there and it fires every time.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Hey, we're getting some music in the headset here, folks. We'll be back on Armed American Radio and Vincent Larry Savage in just a few minutes. Stick around.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
This is meteorologist Frank Strait from the WGKA Weather Center. Overnight we'll have some cloudiness, a few showers will be around, some places we'll get a thunderstorm, low 66. For Memorial Day, clouds will limit sunshine, there'll be a few more showers and thunderstorms in the area, high just 80. There'll be a thunderstorm in spots early tomorrow night, otherwise some clouds with a low 66. Tuesday and Wednesday, clouds will limit sun, less widespread showers and thunderstorms, high 82 both days. I'm meteorologist Frank Strait from the WGKA Weather Center, powered by AccuWeather.
What's next on the Obama agenda? The possibilities scare Mike Gallagher.
What we're going to dive into is something that's going to scare you, me, our parents, our grandparents, our sons, our daughters. This is scary stuff. This idea of the government running our healthcare system. And it's what this president and these Democrats want to do, and it's terrifying.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekday mornings from 9 to noon on Intelligent Talk 920. WGKA.
Not long ago, using the internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint mobile broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint mobile broadband card into their laptops and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless mobile broadband card for your entire business team. Visit sprint.com/free card. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation, 2-year agreement, and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
If you thought 2008 was a wild ride, just wait till you get a load of the Encore. No one covers your world with more insight and authority. Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA.
And they come to snuff the rooster. Yeah.
Oh, those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who do not. I'm not plowing for anybody, brother, and I'm not hammering my gun into nothing. Spoken like the college-educated young man that I am. That was Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States of America. You gotta love it. Larry, you with me?
Yes, I am, Mark.
Wasn't that great? Great music. Gene just does a bang up job with it. He looks at me and he gets his air guitar going. It's unbelievable. He is. Okay, a lot to go over and so little time to do it. Let's talk about one of the skill sets that you were talking about, being able to clear that gun leather or Kydex, whatever your preference is. Okay, and how important that is to force on force training, because force on force training replicates a violent encounter. It's the closest replication of a violent encounter on the street we can get. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Mark. What we've seen are people show up to class with a T-shirt on, a pair of jeans, or their 511s. They got a nice strong side mounted holster, no cover garment, and they go through a training course. But you get into force on force, and we ask and require that people wear their cover garment, because that's going to replicate real life.
Now, popular cover garments. Let's talk about this. You know, it was last week we talked about Bob Boatman, or a couple weeks ago, and Bob Boatman's got, and I think you've read the book, Living with Glocks.
Yes, I have.
He's got an unbelievable chapter that I recommend everybody read, The Social Responsibility to Carry a Gun. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it in front of me. But he talks about the importance when you'd make a decision to carry a gun, the mindset that you have to put yourself into, okay, and that being a change in lifestyle all the way around. And that means clothing. That means clothing. I actually had a discussion with somebody this evening at my house when we were barbecuing some sausage and peppers, and it was a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's one of my favorite dishes, Mark.
Oh, man, it smelled so good.
That right there ain't right. That just ain't right.
It just ain't right. I'm telling you, he's rubbing his stomach over there. It was good stuff, and I didn't eat. I'll eat when I get home. But the question posed to me was, I tuck my clothes in. What do I do? So, and my comment to him was, you've got to change your lifestyle. You've got to change that aspect of your lifestyle. You need to untuck when the time or place or the situation permits it. And there are, you know, business casual clothing that you don't have to tuck in, that type of thing. But certainly when you're going to force on force training, you can tuck your shirt in, have your gun freely carried outside the waistband. But you're right, carrying that cover garment, if you're usually wearing a T-shirt or an untucked shirt, it's advisable to show up to class that way, correct?
It absolutely is. I mean, it depends on what part of the country. As you know, here in Florida, we have a lot of tails out type shirts that we wear with our clothing set up. If I show up to class with that, when he says go, you know, a fire, and we move off the exit, we lift up the shirt with one arm, with one hand, draw the weapon with the other. If you don't train that, it's not going to be there when you need it.
SERPA holsters.
I personally don't care for the SERPA holster.
Why don't you tell everybody what a SERPA holster is first, because it's important.
Well, just basically, it's a holster where it requires that your index finger depresses a button or a lever, which releases the weapon, and then from that point you can pull the weapon free. The only problem is that we've seen negligent discharges because of the way the setup is.
Yeah, and you know, you just made a great point. Negligent discharges. Another term for that is accidental discharge. Let's make this very clear. There's no such thing as an accidental discharge. It's a negligent discharge. Okay?
That's correct.
You agree with me on that?
I do, Mark, very much so.
You ever had one?
You want me to say it on national radio?
You had one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and yes, I know that and I wanted you to say that because I want everybody to know that even the most well-trained individuals, law enforcement, military, or well-trained civilians, can make a mistake. Now, nobody was hurt. you were out where it didn't make any difference other than probably to scare you and throw your head back. But the fact of the matter is that it can happen, and it's a safety issue. Please, 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 everybody, make sure that you keep your hand off that trigger. I think you were firing a single action, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, what happened was I had a very light triggered Colt single action Army, and I went near the trigger. I know the key, I know all the safety rules. I've been trained extensively in everything, but as you well said, even a professional can have that moment, and I had my moment, and I had a negligent discharge.
And that's important, everybody. Please, 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 please. We can't stress that enough. Keep your finger off that trigger. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, pardon me. I'm glad you brought that up. As embarrassing as it can be, people need to understand, even in the most capable hands, there could be a problem or an accident. That's why people need to consistently train and develop good, safe handling traits.
Yeah, and I should say that that was years and years and years ago, and it was before you took an awful lot of training. But we've all seen the video on YouTube of the cop in the classroom that had the Glock 40, he called it. Of course, there's no such thing as a Glock 40. He was obviously referring to a 40 caliber Glock when he negligently discharged his firearm in a classroom.
He hit himself right in the foot, too.
He hit himself in the foot, too. And this is a well-trained police officer, so mistakes happen.
He was actually, if I remember correctly, a DEA federal agent that had, extensive training.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think he was DEA. He was either DEA or FBI. But again, it just proves the point. Accidents happen when we're not paying attention, and that can happen to anybody. We're all human beings, and an accident with a gun can be the worst nightmare of your life, so please be careful. Okay, let's go to holsters. We mentioned Serpas. Let's talk about what we like to carry. Larry, what do we call, what does every gun owner have in their home?
Oh, you mean the ambiguous holster drawer or closet?
The ubiquitous holster drawer.
We've all been there and done that. And
mine's not very ambiguous. It's right there. And in fact, I've got a DVD out. I'll plug that for a second, the U.S. Concealed Carry Ultimate Holster Guide that Tim Schmidt and I put together up in Wisconsin a couple years ago that has sold pretty well. You can pick it up at usconcealedcarry.com at the store, and I'll have a link up on my site soon. But we covered, I think, probably 40-some holsters, Larry.
Well, and, go ahead.
Well, it saved, we calculated the savings, if people at least pay attention, at about $1,700 in holsters that I know I've spent over the years. You're talking gun leather at $80, $90, $100 a pop, folks. And, it's fun to buy these things for your guns. The accessories are some of the fun purchases after you purchase the weapon. And you can spend a lot of money and then find out, ooh, I don't like that, and you just dropped $90 on it.
Well, you know something, Mark? You brought up the DVD, and I was actually going to go there. I'm telling you, if that DVD was out when I got into the gun deal, you would have saved me $1,700. I think it would have been deeper than that.
Well, with 100 and some guns flowing through your safe over the years, it'd probably been more like 27,000.
Well, exactly. I mean, I've had the H&K and the Sig Sauer and the Glocks and the Walters and CZs and just keep naming it. And, of course, you need equipment and gear for each weapon you buy.
This is a great opportunity that I want to let everybody know some of the advice that I got from you. And it, as you know, I was doing the same thing. I was looking for the right gun. I was looking for the right weapon to hold, to carry on my person when I go out and about my business as a lawfully armed citizen. And I would, like you, went through the revolver. Okay. My first gun was a 25 caliber Raven.
Here too.
Okay. I think it was
too.
Probably the first gun of a lot of folks. Now, that gun was demonized a few years back when it was used by a 13-year-old student mad at his teacher on the last day of school. He stole it from his grandfather. The teacher's name was Barry Grunow. He shot him in the head with it and killed him on the last day of school. It was unbelievable. But it was the act of the criminal. It was a criminal act. It wasn't the Raven. Okay. And I don't want to, that's the gun he had, unfortunately, and that's the gun that the anti-gun crowd went after and began calling what, the Saturday Night Special, the throwaway?
Yeah, the Rossi five-shot got in there as well. A lot of people got a bad rap for that one.
It was a cheap gun to own, but pushing forward from that, I moved on into the revolvers. I think the first, I bought a pair of them, actually, was Taurus 38s. Very good revolver, had no problem with it. Traded those in, started going back and forth a lot like you did. And I wound up following your advice, and that was, look, I'm going to keep it all in the family. So I'll tell everybody what I've got. I've got that 340 Smith & Wesson that you gave to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're that welcome. Gun goes with me virtually everywhere. It can be carried in an ankle holster. I actually carry it in a Galco ankle glove. Outstanding holster. and it's the only one that actually works for me. It's not a comfortable method of carry for me. I've got the Smith & Wesson 9mm compact. I've got the Smith & Wesson full-size 9mm M&P, as well as the military and police compact. And I've got the Taurus PT 1911 and in .45 caliber, and, of course, a host of rifles and so forth, you know, on down the line. But I've limited my handguns there, and I don't think I've picked... Oh, the Walther P-22, let's not forget that. That's a great little plinker out there. But everything I've got now is in 9mm, with the exception of the PT 1911, the Taurus 1911. And the holsters, folks, this is a great technique, are interchangeable.
I think that's a great option, is consolidate if you can. I mean, if you have unlimited resources and money, and you want to collect various types of firearms and calibers and holsters, you know, more power to you. But unfortunately, a lot of people are not in that position. And I think it makes sense to consolidate, you know, get your 38 and 357 revolvers, your J-frames. That's your backup gun, if you want to call it that. And then you want to go 9mm or 45, whatever you choose. It's kind of a good idea to keep several weapons in that caliber, so you can, you know, it's just easier.
Yeah, I want to point out what I'm talking about here. Let's go to my Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm compact. My Galco concealable outside the waist holster, I have to, you know, I'm not on Galco's payroll. I love them. I've been carrying them in Galco's for years. You know that. And the Galco concealable runs about, I don't know, I think about $80 or $90 in that range. It's a very well-made holster, and it smells great. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the leather smell. But it will hold the 9mm compact, and it also holds the 9mm full-size because of the shape of the frame.
Perfect.
So I've just saved, what, another $80 or $90 if I had a Glock 17?
That's right. You saved over $100. When you add shipping, it's over $100 that you saved. It makes perfect sense. But, hey, Mark, allow me for a second.
Hold on just one second, yeah. Larry. I think we're going to hear some music over here. We are. Okay, that was perfect timing. Our clock is synced. Everybody hang in there. We're going to talk some more concealed carry issues with Mr. Vincent Larry Savage in just a couple seconds here on Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA.
This here's our good luck charm.
Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Extreme Hunting and Shooting Store. You have the right to protect yourself and your family. Exercise that right with Big Woods Goods' tremendous selection of handguns, rifles, and the latest self-defense products. We carry all the best in outdoor sports equipment and shooting accessories, and our knowledgeable staff is here to help. Get them what they really want this year with a gift certificate to Big Woods Goods. Hunting, sports, and self-defense. Get the goods. Big Woods Goods, Highway 5 at Holly Springs and online at bigwoodsgoods.com.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-305-5482. 800-305-5482.
There's nothing generic about your body. About the way it moves. The way it heals. The way it aches. Your pain isn't generic. Your pain reliever shouldn't be either. Tylenol works in ways that have been trusted and proven for over 50 years. With patented technology and clinical trials, no store brand can match. Because a body as unique as yours deserves more than a generic pain reliever. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
Is the Speaker of the House speaking out of both sides of her mouth?
Nancy Pelosi has stepped in it big time.
She's accusing the CIA of lying.
Comes to the Congress, withholds information.
And blaming her own aide for not briefing her.
I wasn't briefed. I was informed that someone else had been briefed about it.
The buck stops with you, Speaker Pelosi.
I want the truth from you.
We're watching Washington now more than ever. Intelligent Talk 920. WGKA. The station proud to be broadcasting in the greatest nation on God's green earth. From the greatest city in the South. Your home to Atlanta's news, talk, and information station. 920 AM WGKA.
To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Richard Henry Lee, American statesman in 1788, they knew what they were talking about, and we know what we're talking about. And if the fear of the gun control zealots out there right now is any indication, we win. But we must keep up our fight. Every day we must sleep with our eyes open. Folks, it's tough to do. I know it from personal experience. But we've got to stay on top of this stuff. We've got to stay on top of this. Larry, we're talking some fun stuff.
I'm loving it.
When I first met you, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I first met you, I think, at some garage party somewhere for somebody's birthday, and you were carrying, if I'm not mistaken, a 1911 in a Yaki slide holster. Am I right?
That's right. Absolutely. I had gotten tired of the holster drawer, and I bought a Yaki to fit several weapons that I like to carry, and that's what I was carrying at the time.
Let's tell everybody what a Yaki slide is.
Well, it's pretty much just a piece of leather that's sewed on two pieces with some belt loops, and it's open at the top, and you can slide pretty much any weapon you like into there.
The only reason I don't like it is because I don't like my muzzle exposed at the bottom of the holster. And if you're carrying a 1911, you've got, what, about 3 inches of the muzzle?
That's correct.
So if you were to lift up a shirt now in Florida, your law is a little bit different than it is here in Georgia, obviously, but open carry is not permitted in printing a gun. When I say printing, folks, I mean the outline of the weapon visible underneath a shirt. Let's just do this because I have to. When you're hiding your gun from the anti-gunners legally as a law-abiding citizen, I love that. But when you, if your shirt were to ride up, you go to the grocery store and reach up top and that muzzle is exposed in Florida and someone sees it, what happens, Larry, under the law down there?
Well, in reality, most police officers would come up to you and ask you to, reholster your weapon, find a new way to conceal it. But it is a problem, Mark. I'm not sure of all the legalities with it. I don't know if it could be a fraction or a fine or.
But you can be cited, right?
I believe you can. Yes.
Okay. Now in Georgia, we have open carry with a firearm permit, and a lot of people have the misconception that a Georgia firearm permit is referred to as a concealed weapons license. It's not. Florida's is a concealed weapons license, and it's not just a concealed firearm license. It's a concealed weapons license. You can carry any weapon on you lawfully, knives, dirks, nunchucks, batons.
Yep.
I mean, you can carry the whole gamut if you want to and put a little packet of pepper spray in your back pocket if you want to as a fifth or sixth backup. But here in Georgia, the firearm permit is just that. It's the permit to carry a firearm, and it doesn't distinguish between open or concealed. So we don't have that situation where and I'm not worried about that here, where if I lift up my arm to reach for something in a store, if my firearm becomes exposed, I'm not breaking any laws. That doesn't mean the little old lady down the hall isn't going to say something, but we don't have that issue. So,
well, Mark, what I'd like to add is here in Florida, a lot of people use the inside the waistband holsters, and that alleviates that problem. The only thing is you'll need to find a holster that's specific to the gun that you're carrying. And a Yaki slide won't cut it.
A Yaki won't. And there's many different variations of the IWB holsters. You can get those in Kydex. Side Armor makes a great one. I carried my Glock in the Side Armor for a long time. Again, I'm partial to the Galco holsters. I love them. Got a box of them, and I pump them up anytime I can. They're wonderful pieces of leather. But, folks can go over, for example, to the usconcealedcarry.com website and look on the holster part of the forum. Larry, have you been there?
I have, Mark. It's absolutely a great resource. Hey, let me add two things. Me personally, I love Galco products, and I'm not endorsed by them. I don't receive any payments from them. I want people to know that. I just love their holsters. I even love their belts. They're strong enough to hold the weapon in place. When it comes to leather products, I would go with Galco. When it comes to Kydex products, which I personally prefer, I've been through several brands, including Comtac and others, but at present I'm using the Dale Fricke holsters.
Okay, that's one I'm not familiar with. Tell me about it.
Well, Dale Frickie is actually a pastor. You have to believe that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, he's out in Bozeman, Montana. He's a pastor of a church, and on his he has a side business, and he builds Kydex products for mag pouches, inside the waistband holsters, outside the waistband, knife sheets, and et cetera.
There's so is it all Kydex stuff?
As far as I know, he builds everything with Kydex. You should check it out. It's called DaleFrickieHolsters.com.
Yeah, I'll definitely do
Absolutely,
that and recommend
yeah.
everybody else to do that, too. You know, if you go over to the Guns and Holsters Forum, for example, on the U.S. Concealed Carry site, you're going to see, I'm going to pull this up right here, the second topic down. It's a sticky. For everybody who doesn't know what that is on a forum, it means it resides up at the top and never drops down as people begin posting new threads. But it's entitled List of Holster Suppliers. Larry, there's 100, 50, 200 of them in here. And you go all the way down the line, and it's really good stuff. I'll tell you who else makes one is right down there by you, is High Noon makes a dynamite holster.
He does.
I've got a horsehide open top slide guard, I believe it's called, that is just outstanding to carry the PT-1911 in. I don't really carry that gun that much anymore. I should, but I don't. I prefer to go back with the 9 and the compacts. Let's go into the caliber debate. We've got about 2.5 minutes. 9mm 45, give us your take.
Well, personally, Mark, as you know, I have a home outside the United States in the country of Colombia, South America. And normally, civilians do not have the right. It's not a shall issue country. But I was authorized by the embassy to carry a 9mm pistol, so therefore I carry a 9mm because it makes sense, and that's what I can carry. I'll tell you, Mark, you get hit with a 45 in the face or a 9mm, I don't know if there's much of a difference there.
You know, I was watching the Discovery Channel probably a couple years ago, Larry. I've told you this a million times. We've talked about it. They were referring to one of the reporters asked one of the instructors his thoughts on moving when the U.S. military transitioned from the 1911 over to the Beretta 92. Of course, their version is the M92. And the Beretta 92, as you know, I had a pair of them. I love them. They're great weapons.
Yes.
And he said, what was your thoughts on going from that 45, 1911, to the 9mm Beretta? And the instructor didn't miss a beat. He looked right at him and he said, if I hit you in the chest twice and once in the forehead, it isn't going to matter much what caliber it is now, is it?
That's a beautiful saying.
Important what he's talking about is shot placement. And as a trainer and an instructor, that's exactly what he's referring to. The importance is shot placement, and that's what we have to train for.
I agree. You know, the 9mm and 45 debate can go on for centuries. The bottom line is train, get the skill set down, and if you choose a 9mm, hey, not a bad choice. You get more rounds, more chances to get your work done. But
right.
If you go to 45 and you know how to place it, a 230-grain projectile hitting you at 900 feet per second is going to do a lot of damage, Mark.
It is. Hey, Larry, we're going to have to run. We're coming to the end of the program. Thanks very much for joining us. You're welcome on the program anytime.
Great show.
Everybody,
my pleasure.
Appreciate it very much. Visit us at usconcealedcarry.com, theamericangunfighter.com for my blog, and thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight on Armed American Radio. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio with your host, Mark Walters. Brought to you every Sunday evening by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Hear us next Sunday at 8 p.m. right here on Intelligent Talk 920 WGKA. And to learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
920 AM. WGKA.